This is The Codependent Recovery, written by Cecilia Wexford, read for you by Imogen Foster. Introduction. I want to tell you what this book is and what it isn't before you turn another page. It isn't a list of warning signs you should memorize. It isn't a workbook with neat boxes that promise you'll be different in 8 weeks. It isn't a story about how I, or anyone I love, became flawless after a NUS therapy. None of that exists, and I won't pretend otherwise. What this book is, instead, is a long, careful conversation about a specific kind of suffering, the kind you experience when you have built your entire personality around managing other people's emotions, their crises, their addictions, their moods, and their disappointments. It is a conversation about what happens when the person you were supposed to become got buried somewhere along the way under the weight of taking care of everyone else. I want to say the word out loud, even though I know some of you flinch when you hear it. The word is codependent. There are clinicians who don't like that term anymore. There are good arguments against it. It came out of the early days of the addiction recovery movement, and it has been used carelessly. And it sometimes makes people sound like they have a diagnosis, when really, they have a way of moving through the world. I understand all of that, and I still use the word. I use it because no other word I've found captures what we are talking about, the chronic, exhausting, identity-level habit of putting yourself last so reliably that you eventually forget there was ever a self to put anywhere at all. Maybe you grew up in a house where someone drank, or used, or raged, or disappeared into a bedroom for days. Maybe you grew up with a mother who needed you to be her best friend before you were 9. Maybe your father was kind and present right up until he wasn't, and you spent your childhood trying to figure out which version was about to walk through the door. Maybe nobody in your family did anything particularly dramatic at all, and yet the air in the house was always a little too thin, and you became the one who watched the barometer. There are many roads to this place. What they share is a destination. An adult who is unbelievably attentive to the inner weather of other people and almost completely blind to her own. I'm going to talk to you in this book the way I talk to the people who sit in the chair across from me in my office. I've been a therapist for almost 25 years now, and I've spent most of that time working with adults who were raised in homes shaped by addiction, by mental illness, by violence, by chronic emotional neglect, and by the more ordinary but no less corrosive forms of parental absence. I am also, myself, the daughter of two alcoholics. My mother is sober now, and has been for a long time. My father died still drinking. I started my own recovery from codependence in my mid-30s, after a marriage ended in a way I could not have predicted, and after I realized I had no idea what I actually wanted for dinner, let alone for the rest of my life. So I am not writing to you from above. I am writing to you from the same room. I have sat in the chair you might be sitting in, the one where you can feel a sob lodge somewhere under your sternum and you cannot. For the life of you, give it permission to come out. I have walked the long, weird, frequently uncomfortable path that this book is about. I have walked it more than once, because recovery from codependence isn't a single ascent. It's a practice. You learn the moves, you get a little better at them. You fall back into the old shapes, and you learn them again. And slowly, over years, the shape of your life begins to change. What I want to give you, more than anything, is some company on that path. I want to give you words for what you are doing, when you do it, so that you can begin to notice yourself in the act. I want to give you a way of thinking about your childhood that doesn't require you to demonize the people who raised you, but also doesn't require you to keep protecting them from the truth of how you felt. I want to give you a vocabulary for the small, ordinary, brutally hard work of saying no. I want to give you permission to be a person who has wants of her own, even if those wants are inconvenient to the people who have grown used to your unconditional yes. I'm also going to tell you, gently and repeatedly, that this is not going to feel good at first. The earliest stage of codependent recovery often feels worse than the codependence itself. You begin to notice things you used to anesthetize yourself against. You begin to feel anger you have stored in your shoulders and your jaw and the small of your back for decades. You begin to lose people. Not always, not all of them, but some. The relationships in your life have been built on a particular